Five songs set.
Hi, I'm Felicia, and you're listening to episode 198 of Five Songs Set. When I was a teenager, I was really into punk music and what we call now dark wave. Since then, I've found that I'm less interested in straight up punk. That being said, I still enjoy songs with a heavy driving feel, gruff and dark. I've also gotten permission to play songs from the German music label Echo Zone, which has a lot of metal and industrial, which means that I have more access to that kind of music. So, what I've got for you in this episode is five songs with a heavier feel. I hope that you enjoy them. We're going to start off with I Am All by Thanatoros. The promo material from Echo Zone says, with I Am All, Thanatoros released their first single from their album Transforming, which was released on October 11, 2024. Folky melodies, driving rhythms, and a chorus that gets stuck in your head. After the folk element was significantly reduced on their last albums, Thanatoros are returning to more traditional tunes and folky sounds with Transforming, without losing any of their power and heaviness. In terms of content, the folk rockers around singer Ben Richter once again return to magical, spiritual, pagan archaic themes, trance journeys, ancient gods, shamanic rites, and the worship of nature. All of this forms the substrate for Ben's multi-layered lyrics. Hence, the first single, I Am All, is an ode to our earth, the mother goddess, the creative power, and a call to realize that we are all part of her. We are all brothers and sisters. Now, the group is considered folk metal, but I have to say that folky might be slightly misleading in American English. Probably it works better in German. I'm sure that you'll be able to hear what they mean, though, when you hear the song. If you want more by the group, and there's plenty more music to hear, check out their Bandcamp page. They are also very active on Facebook. I have to say that while their promo material is all very serious-looking, I really enjoy seeing their smiling faces on Facebook. Here is I Am All by Thanatoros.
us. We are all bound together. We are all the great mother's children. Remember, we are, we.
We are all the great mothers.
We just heard A tibie i a mnie by Cortezani z 25th Avenue, which translates as Courtesans of 25th Avenue. Courtesans of 25th Avenue, founded in 1989, emerged from Prague's Strahov Club 007's underground scene. The band formed when Jan Simon Kutzka merged his project Nova Faz with members of the group MMM. After winning the Marlboro Rockin' competition in 1993, they released their debut album Ubiquity through Monitor Records, developing a sound that evolved from dark gothic influences to a harder noise rock aesthetic. In 2014, the band returned after a hiatus with significant lineup changes, including drummer, guitarist, and vocalist. It's a return after a longer break. In the new lineup, we want to play primarily songs from our album 2000, with a question mark at the end, at our comeback show. Songs we haven't played live for a long time, explained Tomasz Wartecki, one of the original members. After another period of transformation, the band released Honzikova Cesta in 2020, their first album in 11 years. This song is off what appears to be a re-release of 2000, which was released in 2023 and which you can find on the Indiescope website. Up next, we have Najdysh Mnie Tam by Pruza. Pruza, from Friedrich Mischtek in the Czech Republic, formed in 1989, but with roots dating back to 1981, originally as Brumerova Pruza. They established themselves as a significant force in Czech alternative music through the early 1990s, emerging from a fusion of punk and alternative groups, developing a distinctive style that blended post-punk with alternative rock. After releasing two acclaimed albums, Pruza was working on a third when their original lineup suddenly dissolved in 1994, with vocalist and lyricist Tomasz Hampel abruptly leaving the band after a concert in Paris. In June 2024, the band released Demo 1994, a five-song collection of previously unreleased material from their incomplete third album. The recording was done live in 1994 in the home studio of Radomir Plashevic during one afternoon, explains Ladia Franjak. These songs, described by vocalist Tomasz Gavlas as completely Hampel's work, both lyrics and songs, showcase the raw energy of Pruza at their peak. The current lineup, featuring original members Vladimir Franek and Bronislav Svoboda, alongside younger musicians including vocalist Thomas Gavlas, continue to perform these tracks while working on new material for an album planned for spring 2025. Here is Najdysh Mnie Tam by Pruza. That was Let Me Bleed by the Casket Girls. The Casket Girls are from Savannah, Georgia. They formed through a serendipitous encounter when an indie record producer spotted sisters Elsa and Phaedra Green singing and playing auto harp in a public square. The collaboration has yielded a distinctive sound that blends ethereal vocals with electronic shoegaze instrumentation, often described as supernatural or witchy. Their creative progress is uniquely intuitive. The sisters record their vocals during their very first listen to the musical compositions, drawing from dream journals and channeling what Phaedra calls the collective unconscious. We met Ryan Graveface, who was the owner of Graveface Records, at the park in Savannah, explains Phaedra Green. He liked our vibe and approached us to be in a band that he had been conceptualizing called the Casket Girls. The name references the Casket Girls, young French women set to colonial Louisiana in the 1700s, with small chests, caskets, containing their belongings. They became entwined with New Orleans vampire folklore, with legends suggesting some caskets actually contained coffins, which fits well with the band's fascination with the mystical and esoteric. Their performances balance serious songcraft with theatrical elements that Phaedra describes as a little David Lynch meets Bob Fosse, featuring choreographed movements and obscured eyes that add to their spectral aesthetic. After releasing several acclaimed albums, including 2016's The Night Machines, the band continues to explore themes of life, death, and the spaces between. Now, before we go, Five Song Set is recorded under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, so you can share it but not sell it or change it. All the rights to the songs are held by the musicians. The show notes, which you can find on the Five Song Set website, contain links to all the bands and songs in this podcast, as well as lots of additional information. I'd like to thank the musicians featured here for giving me permission to use their songs, because without them, this podcast wouldn't be possible. I'd like to thank Alexander Petersky for the theme music. If you like one of the bands you heard here, go like them on social media. You can find a link in the show notes and it'll help them out. If you would like to let me know what you think about the podcast, drop me an email at fivesongset@gmail.com or comment on Facebook. You can subscribe to the podcast by following the instructions on the website or by going to the Apple Music Store. Lastly, we've got The Light by Brotherhood. The group formed in Sweden on a cold November night in 2007, coming together from founders Stefan Eriksson and Mick Lundgren's shared admiration for gothic rock pioneers like the Sisters of Mercy, Joy Division, and The Cure. Frustrated with modern interpretations of the genre, they set out to create music true to goth's roots, dark, melancholic soundscapes featuring chorus bass, sweeping synthesizers, and melodic guitars. Their debut album, Turn the Gold to Chrome, from 2012, earned critical acclaim and multiple award nominations. We've known each other since forever and had a lot of different bands and musical projects together, the duo explained in a May 2023 interview with ICIT Webzine. When we wrote and recorded what was to become Turn the Gold to Chrome, we thought a lot about the Sisters of Mercy album Floodland. We wanted our debut album to be the same. After several EPs and singles, the band released their anticipated album In the Violet Hour in 2019, continuing to explore themes of life, love, misery, and death. Their most recent release is the double A-side single I Wear Death and Stay Away from March 2025. According to their Bandcamp page, the songs I Wear Death and Stay Away still deal with the band's fascination with life and death and the darkness within us. The sound is still classic gothic rock, but this time with influences from Alan Wilder's great productions for Depeche Mode and artists like Swans and Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. They have a bunch of albums up on Bandcamp and are active on Facebook. So if you want to hear more or find out what they're up to, check out the show notes to find links. Also, their whole discography is available for a really good price on Bandcamp, so it's worth springing for it if you think you might be interested. Hopefully, I'll be able to bring you more of their music in the future. Here is The Light by Brotherhood. We'll be right back. Until next time, this is Felicia, signing off from Lisbon in Portugal.
Five-song set.